In this episode of Nerds Talking the Podcast, we do a Cobra Kai wrap-up as we wait excitedly for season 6 to start. Then we talk about the Oscars. Why didn't Jada and Will show up? What did they say about Will? Was there another incident? Find out all that and just a little bit more on this week's Nerds Talking the Podcast. Now start the show.
Nerds Talking the Podcast.
Yo! We talk about lightsabers, stunning your TV screens, what you want to stream, everything beyond your dreams. Want to talk about movies, sports, or even politics? Go ahead and tune in to us, we'll give you all of it. Whatever you debate, Xbox or PlayStation, Marvel or DC, Mac or PC. Teraflops when the movie drops, gigabytes, chips, RAM, no matter what it is, we got all of it. Welcome to the show.
Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Welcome to Nerds Talking the Podcast. I'm here with Laura, Carlos, and I'm Lafayette. That's right. You're like, we're missing someone, aren't we? Yes, we are. We are missing Johnny this week for undisclosed reasons. I'm pretty sure it has to do with cop work, probably detective work, solving crimes. Well,
is that what he does?
He's a sheriff prison guard, but there might be a crime in the prison.
True. You never know. I imagine there's several. That's in right. The shower, specifically.
That, and like, oh, who's splooged in the hallway? You know, all that type of stuff. So, so Johnny is not here. He'll be joining us next week. And Ghost from Christmas Past Hugh, we don't know anything about, ever. Hardest of update for us on Hugh McCord?
No update.
Okay, there we go.
Gone like the wind.
Is he alive?
That's right.
I guess that's a question.
Possibly.
Oh, okay. You don't even know yet. Okay.
No.
All right.
Well. No.
Did like DeSantis make a rule like you can't do podcasts over the age of 60, so he can't do a podcast in Florida?
That sounds like something that DeSantis would
He
do.
Would probably do that. Yeah. Yeah. Probably do that. Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Okay. We're going to actually cover, we haven't covered this yet because Johnny just refuses to watch Cobra Kai. So today is the Cobra Kai episode.
Yay! Dun, dun, dun.
Cobra Kai, if you don't know, is a continuation of the Karate Kid movies starring Ralph Macchio, Pat Morita. That's pretty much all really starred, right? Like, those are the stars. There's no...
Who's Pat Morita? Star. Which one is that?
Oh, my God.
Everyone's looking at me like, wow. I'm crazy.
Wow. He's asking
me... You don't Pat know who Morita Mr. Miyagi is?
Mr. Miyagi?
He's dead. He's not really starring in the show.
We're not talking
He's
about
starring the Karate Kid series.
Oh,
the Karate Kid movies.
Okay, sorry.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so Pat Morita, the comedian Pat Morita, believe it or not, he starred as Mr. Miyagi. And so this is now taking place in the year 2017, where we start off with Johnny. If you guys remember, he is the antagonist in part one, Karate Kid. He loses the tournament to good old Daniel LaRusso. He is he's kind of the star, to be honest. Johnny is more or less the star. So Johnny's back. Daniel's back with his family, his wife and two kids. Johnny also has a kid. And
a strange child.
And they're right back to their old business. Well, actually, not true. So there you go. That's your setup for the new Cobra Kai. Well, not new, but this actually premiered on YouTube TV. The first two seasons and the last three seasons have been on Netflix. Carlos, what do you recall from season one of Cobra Kai?
I recall that they reversed the roles, which I loved. Johnny was the good guy, and Danielson was a dick. And he truly was. I mean, when you think about the movies and what he did to Johnny, he was a dick. I mean, he's trying to steal his girl. He sucker punched him. Twice, actually. No, he sucker punched him at the beach, and then for some reason he decided I need to hose them down at the Halloween party.
He pranked him in the Halloween party, yeah.
Yeah, and they ran after him and whooped his ass, and then Pat Morita decided to beat up a bunch of kids. I'm going to beat up these children because they're picking on this bully. So
now, is it stealing when you're successful?
Is it what?
Yes,
he it's still stealing. You can't steal a human.
The girlfriend. Yeah,
you can't steal a human. So you're right. It's a role reversal. But come on, we all know the dumbest thing about the show, right? What's the dumbest thing about the show? And it started in season one. Laura, what's the dumbest thing about Cobra Kai?
Yeah, acting?
No. Talking about the story, the plot. What's the dumbest thing about Cobra Kai?
Why is karate such a big fucking deal in the Valley?
In the Valley. Okay, and Daniel won't let
that's,
go.
That's the, there it is. Daniel. It's that right there.
Daniel. Got a chip on his shoulder.
For God's sakes, man. Johnny opened up a very, very profitable, popular Cobra Kai. And Johnny thought it was a terrorist organization. He has to shut it down at all costs because you just don't know. These kids are going to terrorize the Valley with their karate.
And all Johnny was doing was giving these kids confidence. Losers in school, and they got confidence from going to Cobra Kai.
And it's the same story.
Danny has a successful
Lexus automobile business, dealership, whatever.
Like a luxury car, right?
Stay in
luxury
your lane, Danielson.
Exactly. That's right.
Mind your, like Joey Swole would say, mind your own business.
Who? Joey Swole.
Joey Swole. Look him up. Good guy.
Who is Joey Swole?
He's a fitness guy.
I like the sentiment. Mind your own business. I am a big fan of that.
Mind your own business.
It's just, that's not Joey Swole's saying.
Joey now, he's not the guy first guy one who said it.
Now. Hey, man, I'm just trying to stay up with the cool kids. Joey Swole said, mind your own business.
Did you know that the term, not mind your own business, but mind your business, was on the first currency of the United States? On the coins.
Oh, really? Now, was it M-I-N-E?
Don't tread on me and don't like, and mind
like,
your business.
Like mining, or is it
mind? M-I-N-D.
It is. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mind your business.
That was
really? You thought it was mine your own business?
yeah. Like
gold
like
mining.
No,
start your own mining. Business. Like start like money is the way you start your own business. Mind your own business. Like, you know, a startup.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're so dumb.
And if I was first to make money, more people would be successful in this world because I'd have all these like inspirational quotes on the money and kind of get people going and so forth. But said, nope.
My dad's a great guy.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln.
Inspirational.
Abraham Lincoln.
That's a line from Mike Birbiglia's first comedy special.
No, I'd put like my year old business. Up.
And then
Jack
Abraham
Swole,
Lincoln.
Whatever his name is.
Joe
Hang
Swole.
In there. Whatever. Abraham Lincoln. Yeah.
Hang in there. And it's like a cat hanging like.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot.
Yeah, exactly. All things like that. So the thing is, Miguel, who is the neighbor to Johnny, he's the Danny. He's the getting bullied. He needs the help. And so it turns in. Johnny is basically Miyagi, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, like Carlos said, LaRusso is Kreese, you know, before Kreese comes back. He's Kreese. Like, oh, I'm going to stop that. I'm going to beat him up. I'm going to take it to him. And the show is hilarious.
He exploits his children is what he does to get back at Cobra Kai.
I don't know. I don't take such a negative view of Daniel. What I like about Cobra Kai, especially the earlier seasons, is
the campiness.
Well, yes, absolutely. The campiness, all of it. I love it. And I was never even a Karate Kid fan. Like, I knew the scenes. I knew, you know, wax on, wax off. But I don't think I had ever seen Cobra Kai in its entirety until I finished Cobra Kai season one. And I was like, well, clearly I need to go back and watch.
Oh, wait. So which movies did you see? One and two? One, two, three?
Just one.
Okay.
Because I was like, this is really long and really boring because I already know all like the highlight and cliff notes because I've been watching Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
So I don't really need to watch it. But what I like about it is that it takes, you know, like you said, the original dynamic of the movie, which is Johnny, bad guy, Daniel, good guy. And it doesn't necessarily flip the script. I just think it humanizes everybody. So Johnny, I think you can relate to everybody. So Johnny is this, you know, guy who has the shit, who was the shit in high school, but he's kind of fucked up his whole goddamn life. And who can't relate to that? You know what I mean? No matter how successful you are, you can relate to somebody who's like, this is not where I thought that I would be. And then on the other side of the coin, you have Daniel, who has all of his shit together and is doing really well. But when you look really close, things aren't as together as they seem. You know, he's really kind of insecure. That's why all this stuff about Cobra Kai really gets under his skin. He's still very reactive, very emotional. Things are weird with his wife and his kids. And again, you can just relate to both of them so much. You can see, I can see myself in both of these characters, which is why I immediately like the show.
Well, you know, the wife thing only gets worse, right? Because yeah. He gets so obsessed with stopping Cobra Kai at all costs, like, and winning the All Valley and blah, blah, blah. But the wife was annoying at first.
Because
she's like, I want to do more. I'm going to be in charge of this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to run the business. Da 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 da. And then when he lets her have part of the like business, hey, you do that. And then as he's kind of like his attention's going away because he wants to be, you know, saving the karate world. Then she gets upset that he doesn't want to, like he's not as part of the business as much. She's like, hey, you wanted more responsibility. Why are you so upset?
She flip-flops through the entire series. Like, she hates karate. She's on board with the karate. Like, she's always changing her mind, which I'm like, Daniel, I understand why you're being drove crazy.
And Daniel's kids are horrible actors.
Just yes.
Atrocious.
They are. Though I will say I do like the girl who plays Sam. And I, even though she's not the best actress, I will admit that there's not a lot of great acting in the show. I mean, even, you know, Ralph Macchio, he's not a great actor. Yeah. But it's fun to watch. But what I like about Sam and about all the other people, period, in the show is I feel like it does show a lot of realistic body types, which I appreciate. Sam is not, you know, a little tiny waif. She is a normal human, healthy body. And I appreciate that. And I think the same thing about what's her name who shows up in later seasons. They're both really cute. The other girl,
you mean her arch enemy?
Yeah, her arch nemesis. I can't remember her name right now. I wrote it down.
Come on, get your notes. What are you doing here?
I know.
Carlos, what's her name?
Which one? The one with the non-asymmetrical face?
Yes. What is her name?
Oh man,
come on. You guys got this.
I can't do it. I wrote it down.
Oh my God.
I wrote it down.
Come on. Anybody. Anybody with an answer. Anybody.
I got nothing. Tori. I pulled it out of my ass. I didn't even look find it in my notes. Mm-hmm. But yes, the girl mm-hmm. who plays Tori, I think they're both beautiful and they're realistic. And then even in the first seasons, the black girl, like the large black girl, like it's just like realistic.
But that's who joins karate classes, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The kids who are getting beat up.
It's because karate's lame.
It really is.
You wouldn't tell your friends if you're 16, I just joined karate, bro. Like, you're so lame.
Apparently you would if you're in the valley.
Well, you got to protect your life. The thing about the valley is the only person to be scared of is the other karate kids. Nobody else. Nobody else to be scared of. Karate kids fight karate kids.
What I think is funny is that the whole valley in Cobra Kai, the series, is like obsessed with karate. Like they all go to the All Valley tournament and they make several comments about it in the show. Like, was this always going on? And I just didn't know about it. Like they've created this alternative reality where karate is life in the valley, which I think is kind of fun.
And where Carrie Underwood shows up to sing the national anthem or whatever she sang.
Oh, that was so stupid.
She would never do that ever. She's so big. She does halftime shows at the Super Bowl, but she's going to go to the All Valley.
She's into karate, man. She likes karate dudes.
Well, yeah.
She likes karate dudes.
If you're like at least 20 miles close to, is it Reseda? No.
Yeah.
It is Reseda. Yeah. If you're at least 20 miles close to Reseda, you're automatically connected to karate. So.
So who is your favorite character?
Stingray.
I love Stingray. He's not my favorite, but he is pretty fucking amazing.
No, it's
Johnny.
It's Johnny. It's either Johnny or Miguel. Yeah.
I do like Miguel a lot.
Yeah, but it's either or.
It's definitely Johnny for me. He is so unintentionally hilarious, you know, throughout the entire series. And I don't know, just like some of the things he says, I feel like are just so true, you know, the way one of the first episodes where the large black girl is like, you know, I get online bullied a lot, anonymous accounts that tell me to go kill myself. And he's like, oh my God. And you think he's like having this moment of like teenagers are so mean. And he's like, these guys are a bunch of pussies. When we would do that when we were kids, we
well, it's funny because he doesn't know what the internet is. He doesn't know what anything is.
When he
past
discovers 1985. The internet, is hilarious. Yeah,
he's still listening
it's
to
so funny.
He's still listening to what do you call it? Glam rock.
Yep.
You know,
I mean, still, all 80s rock.
All 80s. Everything's 80s about him. Like when Karate Kid Part One ended, he froze in time, and he just stayed there.
So that's what's fun is like watching his growth throughout the series, because he does have a lot of personal growth. You know, he learns a lot of new things. He becomes kind of a different person, but still manages to stay true to his core, which is just really fun to watch.
Well, so as the show evolves, so spoiler alert, season one, Miguel wins the All Valley,
mm-hmm.
and he beats actually Johnny's son, mm-hmm. who is training under Daniel. As revenge, they're both trying to get revenge on his dad, right? They're both trying to teaming up for, you know, the revenge on the father. And then season two, basically, that's where John Kreese comes in. He's the old owner of Cobra Kai from the movies, and he wants to treat Cobra Kai like an army. You know, we're here to kill. We're here to murder everyone.
I'm like, they're kids. Like, is what I that is the number one flaw of the show, and I'm willing to suspend my disbelief, but I'm just like, I don't understand. And this is the dumbest thing about it. Why are they building a karate army? Like, what is the end goal? I don't get it. And I think with Kreese, it's kind of because he's obsessed with war, he's got all this PTSD, so he's trying to like recreate a war for him to lead, I guess.
But does he have PTSD on the war, or does he have PTSD on Cobra Kai? Because more on Cobra Kai. It's almost like it's unfinished business.
No, I think it's related to the war, which is why it had all those like old war flashbacks back in the later seasons. Like, that's his motivation, is he's stuck in this Vietnam mindset, so he's creating his own war.
Well,
he
was stuck in that in the movies.
Yeah, exactly. So he's still there. But then when Silver comes in, I'm like, what the fuck does this guy want? He's already got a goddamn fortune.
Well, remember,
what
he doesn't want
problem?
Anything at first.
He just really wants to be a part of it. He doesn't want anything to do with it
at all. Like, zero. Yeah. So remember, it has a Silver. Silver is the villain from, was it two or, it was three. Three, because two was in Japan. You didn't see it. But two took place in Japan, where when the Japanese guy joins the whole fight, he's the villain from part two.
Yeah, he was funny. I like
Karate
him.
Kid.
Yeah.
So it's just so Daniel ruins people's lives. Okay. The guy that owned a furniture business, was it a furniture business?
Yeah.
Daniel got his place burned down.
Burned down.
Daniel was everyone's life. Daniel is the worst. The worst. It's just and every season I'm like, oh my God, this is Daniel's such a piece of shit. If he just stopped and would have said, hey, you know what? You're doing good, Johnny. These kids got somewhere to go after school. You know, they're training, they're learning discipline. Just how about you tone down the rhetoric a little bit? You know, just let these kids have a little bit of fun, not I'm gonna tear out your throat or whatever. But no, Johnny's like, we can't have this exist ever in the history of ever. I'm going to get my local politician on board, and I'm going to get the FBI. Like, it's.
But then again, they're kind of good for each other. So Daniel and his, like, you know, that no mercy shit doesn't work anymore. Daniel or Johnny eventually is like, no, you're right. I'm just, you know, he tones it down, you know, from what it was. So they're kind of good for each other. Daniel,
well, he tones
his
it down
influence is good.
Because of Kreese, him and Kreese don't
true.
Agree. So Carlos, what does Johnny do? Oh, come on. What does Johnny do when he doesn't agree with
starts
Kreese?
Eagle Fang Karate.
There you go. Eagle
yeah,
Fang
buddy.
Karate.
No, best.
Aboard.
The yes. best
in
name.
A park.
Eagle Fang.
Yeah, in a park. Because he doesn't need to rent a space.
Well, what's funny is that Daniel was so afraid of these kids were taking over the valley. Karate's taking Cobra Kai's going to turn all these kids into little terrorists, bullies, whatever. But they were only training to fight each other. Nobody outside of the karate clique was getting harmed in any
at
way.
All.
It's almost like in school when they had that karate fight.
Oh, yes.
It's almost
like Miguel almost died.
There go the karate guys. Let's just go to class. Let them do whatever the hell they want to do.
That was insane. Cared. That high school rumble, like it's the end of season one or the season two. I was just like, oh, snap. That's some shit.
That might be the end of season three.
Maybe it is.
Yeah. It's just funny because it's like it's almost like if you went to that school and you started to see them fight, you would thought maybe it was choreographed, like they planned it. But you were just sitting there like, what is happening right now? And nobody, you ever seen a real fight? Nobody blocks anything. Nobody.
They all just like dive at each other and then like end up rolling on the ground. That's all the fights that I've ended up seeing. But, you know, funny because I watched all of Cobra Kai and then immediately went back and restarted it because I loved it that much. And I watched the whole thing over again. And then I was like, you know, what do actual karate championships look like? And I went to YouTube and I looked up what they actually look like, and oh my god, it is so fucking boring.
Oh, it's so, and it's so like Cobra Kai spot on, right? I mean, no, it's not.
No,
it is lame. Those tournaments are lame.
They just like bounce around each other for forever. But I will say that when it does happen, it happens so fast. Like these karate champions, like they're bouncing around each other and like kind of like feigning, you know, punches. And then when it does happen, it's just like, bam, and they punch so fast and somebody just goes down and just like, I didn't know somebody could get that much power that fast to knock somebody out. It's a little impressive, but really short.
Almost like two cats circling each other until they attack each other, right?
Absolutely. That is exactly what it's like.
Are just who lands the first clean punch or kick. And that's all it is. And then they go, okay, get back to your position. Where in the Cobra Kai, it's like they kind of duel it out in their tournaments. And people are cheering and they're like they're at an NBA Finals basketball game. Like, oh my God, this is amazing.
The way they choreograph it, it is pretty exciting. I love watching fight choreography. I love it. And the guy who plays Hawk, he is really good.
Oh, Hawk. Yeah, Hawk. But so season three, as we already talked, so season two ends with Johnny. Is it John? No, it's the season two ends with Kreese controlling Cobra Kai and Johnny is out. And then we go to season three and Johnny, that's when Johnny creates Eagle Fang and he also teams up with Daniel. And they decide to train together to defeat Kreese. Oh, it's all coming together now. It's all coming
together. Do you think Hawk's parents are trailer trash?
Oh, clearly. No.
This kid is in high school and he has a huge tattoo on his back. You can't get tattoos till you're at least 18.
No, because they did flashbacks to what he was like. And they originally, like, he's sitting at the kitchen table and, you know, the mom is on the phone with the school administrators saying they're bullying him.
Oh,
they're
calling
him shitless.
Remember,
he
was being bullied and everything.
Oh, I know.
And he's he's like the good kid at home that's very introvert. And
yeah. So and he's got good parents. He's just hiding. He says in the show sometimes, he's like, I can never take my shirt off at my house for the rest of forever. He's got a fake ID. That's how he got the tattoo.
Well, it's all the kids are that. All the kids are the same story. Introverts get bullied. We need something to help us. Oh, join this. What was the slogan for Cobra Kai? It wasn't take no prisoners. It was
no mercy.
No mercy. Yeah, no mercy.
Strike hard, strike.
Yeah,
strike first. Strike first, strike hard, no mercy.
Did Eagle Fang have a slogan?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was Ka. Remember that? Yeah. So season three picks up where basically Johnny and Daniel are now buddies and they're working together so they can beat Kreese. And that's, you know, nothing too crazy. Showed a couple of old school characters come back from part one, two, and three. And that's kind of the build up to season four where the All Valley comes back again. And I think the All Valley. Oh, that's right. It was won by Tori, right? The All Valley for the women.
Tori, yeah, for the girls.
She cheated.
Or Silver cheated.
Oh, she didn't know it was cheating. The ref.
Silver cheated.
And then the men's side was won by Hawk. I thought it was. That's right, Hawk. Hawk, one of
because Miguel bows out.
He gets hurt.
He's hurt.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets hurt, but then he bows out. He decides that he's not going to go back. To finish the match because he's doing his own thing. And I was
because he has to go to Mexico and find his dad.
Which was the dumbest fucking thing.
The best story ever.
No.
Because when that happens,
it's cartel.
Johnny's like, I got this shit. Like, what? Oh shit. He's gonna take his terrorist karate to Mexico.
And his Dodge Caravan, 93 Dodge Caravan to Mexico to fight the cartel.
That was the funniest thing, though. Dumbest. I'll get him back. Don't worry. I'm like, uh-oh. This is now a Marvel movie. Or it's John Wick. What are we getting here? And it was a little bit. He was kicking one's ass and oh, so lame. But the show's so lame though.
It was. It is lame, but it's just fun.
But we have to admit, Terry Silver was the best thing of the show. Was that his name? Is it Terry Silver?
Yeah, it's Terry Silver. You're right.
The best thing of the show.
How is he the best thing of the show?
Because Carlos will explain. Carlos, what did you like about Terry Silver? Or what did you not like about Terry Silver?
I like Terry Silver. He just was a businessman. He just wanted the karate school for business. That's how I saw it. Because especially when he had that little meeting at the house and he invited Daniel and his wife. He was just there for business. You know, he wanted to start a program for the kids. For the, you know, the challenge, not the challenge kid, but the, I guess the
underprivileged, like free underprivileged. Lessons. Yeah. Yeah.
And Daniel was outraged by this. Like, really? You're outraged by charity?
No, it was ridiculous. This guy opened up like 24 Cobra Kais. It was Cobra Kai under him, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so. All state of the art, kids loving it, everyone having a good time. And Daniel's like, no way. Like, I can't not let a man run watch. A successful martial arts business in the Valley. Like, it's so stupid.
But I don't know. Like, Terry is definitely a bad guy, right?
No, but he's only a bad guy because Daniel's getting in his way and he's very, like, annoyed by it. So Kreese comes up to him and tells him, we should team up again, blah, blah, blah. And because this guy's always going to be in your way no matter what. But before that, Terry was fine. He was just trying to run a business and teach kids karate. And Daniel had to, once again, get in someone's business and basically piss somebody off.
Did he open? I mean, how big is the Valley?
They said he started taking over other Cobra Kai dojos. Yeah, he started buying other ones. Or other dojos, yeah.
Yeah, remember he walked into one and,
right.
And he challenged the sensei and like...
The Jewish sensei.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sensei Goldstein or something.
Yeah. Sensei Goldstein. Why you want to fight me for? I do nothing. I'm teaching the kids bar mitzvah. And, but yeah, he opens up all these dojos. Everything's going fine. He's joining. These kids are having a good time. And then this guy has to show up and ruin it all.
No, it doesn't make any sense. He is like planning this takeover to do something. Like he wants to do like the international karate and like take it over and open all the Cobra Kais. But it wasn't because he wanted a successful business, because he's fucking rich as shit. Like it's some other motivation tied around, you know, Cobra Kai's core mantra of like, you know, you have to be the biggest, the baddest, and the meanest to succeed. Well, and that's the message.
That. It turned into that because of Daniel.
How was it because of Daniel?
Because he was so pissed off of Daniel. He even says it in the show. Why are you in my business? Like, I don't understand why you're in my business. I'm
because
just
Daniel doesn't want his message to take over children's paths. Children are very impressionable.
It's karate. Kids get done with it at late teen and don't ever go back.
Not in the Valley. It's a way of life.
And they never use it again. It's just, it's.
I bet you that a Jewish guy does at the brisk.
Yeah.
At the brisk. At the brisk. Chop the tips.
With the freaking samurai sword.
Yeah, chops the tips. And I thought it was hilarious. I'm like, especially when you saw his gym. His gym was so nice. I'm like, man, I might go sign up for this Cobra Kai gym. This is nice. And nope, Daniel.
But he's a cheater. He's a filthy cheater.
Hey, you know, they raised his hand, got the trophy.
Well, the goofy part was when they had that international committee come in so they could join the tournament. Like, really? You're the only two dojos that they're going to come watch to see who's going to enter?
That was so stupid, though.
It was. I mean, the whole series let's be honest, is dumb. It's a paper.
You're going to go to basically Daniel's backyard. That is a great dojo. Then walk into this guy's super high-tech dojo and be like, oh, it's a tough choice.
Miyagi-Do is very pretty. It's got the nice like koi pond thing going on.
Well, Daniel's a dummy. He should have obviously kept Mr. Miyagi's property. That should have been just like a getaway. I'm just going to go relax over here. Look at all the Zen stuff going on.
Well, it kind of was. Remember, he was doing his Tai Chi stuff and he had all his little like mementos. You know, and then he's teaching. I love when he's teaching the kids his little Tai Chi movements. And Johnny's like, what the hell is this? Like, why are we dancing? When we punch stuff and kick stuff.
And that's why Johnny is so likable. And also, he's gotten cuter and cuter to me as like the series have gone on. I'm like, I would date Johnny. And then when Elizabeth Shue came back, oh my God, they were such a cute couple. I was like, oh.
But didn't it come up there too? Because something came up, right? When she was on the, did the karate stuff come up? Or was it, no, it was Daniel was jealous. Yeah. Remember, Daniel was super jealous.
They went to the party, yeah, and they met each other.
Which made no sense to me why he was so jealous. Just no sense.
He's got a rivalry with this guy. Sure, he's married, lame. You know, old rivalries, old competitions come back. I get it.
Yeah, no, he's pretty lame. He's lame. I don't know.
I love it. I fucking love the show. I can't wait for the next season to come out.
If you were a parent and you took your kid to Miyagi-Do and you're like, I want to hang around and watch, you'd probably just take him out an hour later. Is there another dojo around here?
Not, man, if my kid was enjoying it.
So enjoying painting fences. It's child labor. That's all he's doing.
Yeah.
I wax my car, paint my fence.
Yeah.
Child labor.
Yeah.
Horrible.
It's true.
This man could have just left it all alone and enjoyed his life. But no.
Now he's on a karate mission.
He has to save the world. And how about the house fight? The fight in the house. Didn't someone go through, like,
so fucking awesome.
Somebody go through the window?
Yes.
The kid with the glasses, right? The dorky kid,
The little scrawny kid. They threw him through a goddamn window. They broke into their motherfucking house. I was like, this shit is nuts. Nobody calls the police.
Nobody.
I know.
Hey, nobody, we're going to really karate fight. That's karate fight.
They nobody gave really... a reason for it in the show, but I don't remember what it was, and it wasn't convincing. The reason why they didn't call the police. But I don't remember what the reason was.
I think it was they didn't want to get the kids in trouble.
Maybe. What's funny is that in season four, this kid pops up. I'm like, who the hell is that? Oh, that's Johnny's son. You didn't see him at all in season three, so I totally forgot about him. But all of a sudden, they try to bring him into season four.
Wait, where'd he go in season three?
He didn't. They just didn't. He was just hanging around the house. They didn't really highlight him.
Oh, you mean Daniel's son?
Daniel's son.
Oh, yeah. No. Daniel's son, he's like a bum loser. Yeah, video game playing.
He was the fat kid, and then they make some cracks.
They make some cracks about how he got skinny.
It was pretty funny.
Wasn't it the house fight? Something was his fault. Was the house fight, or was it the school fight? Remember, one of them is actually one of their faults. I forget. The kid's fault. I forgot. Because he gets more involved as the show goes on.
Yeah, that's something in the later seasons. It's not the house fight.
No.
Because that's between Tori and
Sam. That's right.
And then the school fight was definitely Tori's fault because she's a crazy bitch. I know what you mean. It was definitely something. Anthony was the worst character. Like, that was in the very beginning when the way he was talking to his parents, he's like, get me some more soda, Dad. Where's my soda, Dad? And Daniel's just letting his son boss him around like that. I'm like, dude, you got a problem.
Well, he's like a privileged kid, right?
He's entitled.
There you go. Entitled is the word I was looking for.
Clearly, they used up all the parental energy on Sam, who's like a good, sweet kid. And then they just left this little shit to himself to do whatever the fuck he wanted. He'd gone feral.
And then he acted like, no one wants to give me attention.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what a dumbass kid. Didn't they? Who broke Mr. Miyagi's stuff? I forgot who it was. Was it during the fights? Oh, it was Hawk. That's right. Hawk's a punk, too. Hawk. Yeah,
but then he switches sides with little or no explanation. But I was okay with it because I wanted him to be on the side of the good team.
Yeah, and of course it ends with season five with Terry Silver not going to jail. It was John Kreese goes to jail, fakes his own death, kills. Does he kill the doctor? I forget what he does. Remember what does he do in jail when he escapes?
I don't think he kills the doctor. I think he knocks him out.
I thought he cut him.
But he does escape prison. Yeah.
He does escape prison. Kreese escapes
prison. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
He just walks out of prison.
Terry ends up in prison. He's arrested anyway.
That's right.
Because of the stingray stuff and the false claim against Kreese.
That's right. Yeah. Well, there you go. You guys are all caught up.
Robbie and Miguel's fight at the apartment complex. Where Johnny didn't really give two shits. Because they start fighting, then they go all the way upstairs, start fighting the second balcony, and Johnny's like, I better go up there. But he looks like he's making a mad dash at the stairwell, but he takes forever to go up one flight of stairs.
Yeah.
I think he's waiting to see. Because remember, he's kind of the father figure to
me. And then he comes out and he goes, oh, you guys are done fighting?
Yeah.
Because you were like, oh shit, Miguel's gonna kick him off the same way.
Off the balcony. Yeah.
And you're like, clearly you did not think this through, Johnny, which is true. Johnny doesn't really think anything through.
Yeah, the whole thing is silly. Like when Johnny goes to save Miguel, the son takes it all personal. I'm like, no, just enjoy the trip with your dad. I mean, I get it.
That's a hard one.
Well, the dumbest part was Miguel going to go look for his dad.
That was stupid. Yeah.
Name of dad's in Mexico. You can stay in Mexico.
His mom clearly told him he's a bad dude involved in some bad shit. Anyone with half a brain knows that he's in the cartel and you just stay the fuck away from him. And then Miguel's like, I'm going to go find him. Oh, okay. Good luck with that.
He wants to tell his dad he's an all-valley champion. Imagine if dad travels to Mexico, the cartel would probably move to another country. Oh shit, the all-valley champions here.
No, they'd make him the leader.
Even the default leader all of a sudden. Oh, the
all-valley champ.
All-valley champs here. So silly. What a stupid show. What do you want from season six, the final season? What do you want from it? Because what would be the actual setup for season six? That's what I'm wondering. What is it going to be?
The setup is that they're going to go to that international championship in Japan.
But what's the actual plot besides that?
I don't know.
That's what I mean. Like, what would you expect it to be? Like, Kreese is on the loose. What's that?
I expect, this is my prediction, that Kreese, Johnny, and Daniel all join forces.
Silver will break out of prison.
No. I'm telling you, Johnny and Daniel will never team with Kreese.
Silver tried to kill. He tried to the house with the sword. Well, the Japanese fella.
The Japanese
he
guy.
Did. He did. Yeah. Didn't he also try to kill Kreese?
Yes. Well, I mean, yeah. he framed him for, you know.
No. Didn't
he try to kill Johnny at the house?
Who was it that he beat their ass in the back room? Who was it?
Stingray. Remember? And it was Stingray. And then he convinced Stingray to say it was Kreese to put him in jail.
That's right. He lived in the house and everything. That's right. This is a convoluted show. Oh, my God. It's wild. See, I don't know what to expect from season six. I just do. Hopefully season six is just about, you know, the hardships of selling used cars, you know. So who knows? We'll see.
I just want more of the same. That's all I want from season six.
The whole thing is more of the same.
That's why I fucking love it.
Daniel's going to hire himself some hitmen.
Oh, he's going to go just forget karate?
Yeah, Ryu and Ken by the name of Ryu.
Some Ronins.
He's going to get some...
in Japan.
Who knows, man? That's another thing. So clearly the Japanese characters can play a big part. Gonna have to.
Yeah, because they're in Japan.
Because they're in Japan. Yeah.
I think so. I think he's right.
What's his big part? Translator?
Oh, how much do you want to bet Daniel breaks ice?
Oh shit.
And if it's not Daniel, it's like Miguel, because Daniel's like, I did this once, you can do it too. Oh, you didn't see that. That's right. Laura didn't see Daniel break the ice.
I got the gist of it from watching Cobra Kai. So,
yeah, part two. And part two is also where Daniel has a Japanese love interest that you also see in the TV show. Everything's in the TV show. The only thing we will not see in the TV show is Hilary Swank,
which is fine.
Yeah. I don't think we care about that one. Yeah, no one does care about that one, but we're not going to see it.
Ooh, what if we saw Jaden Smith?
No,
it wouldn't make sense.
No,
this wouldn't make sense. I mean, he could play a different character, I guess, but it wouldn't make any sense. Do you know Will Smith is producer of that show?
I did notice that. I saw that in the credits.
Yeah, because I think he has the rights to Karate Kid or some shit.
Well, I'm sure they just slapped his name on there.
Well, it's because he's the one that made the new Karate Kid. He's the producer. Yeah. So
yeah. So then they're like, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. When they put a kid in him. I never saw that one though. Never saw it.
Oh my God, it's such a piece of shit.
Well, it's the same story, right? Pretty much.
Kind of, but it drags. It's so long. It's like 2.5 hours. I'm like, you really need 2.5 hours to do what they did in 90 minutes?
Don't you think the problem with that movie was in the 80s, those kids were like 16 to 17, whatever range. And in the new one, the kid's like 12 or even younger. Like, they're like little kids.
He's around 12, 14, something like that.
Yeah, I can't.
That's more realistic though for karate.
But well, they went to China and not Japan, where karate is from. China's kung fu.
So taekwondo's Korean, isn't it?
Yeah, taekwondo's Korean.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Karate Kid 6 coming this year, the final season to Netflix.
Can't wait.
Gonna be more of a hoot. More of Johnny being a dick. Not Johnny, my mistake. Daniel being a dick to Johnny.
Well, and Johnny being a dick in his own unique, hilarious, and charming way.
But he doesn't realize it. That's the difference. Daniel's being a dick to be a dick. Johnny has no clue. He thinks he's super rad still.
I know. That's why he's so fun. He's so earnest. That's why you can't help but love him.
Yeah. And what does he do for work?
I'm like, he's a right now, a Cobra handyman.
Kai. No, he was a handyman.
He was. Remember, he's not a handyman anymore. That's right. No, he's not Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai doesn't exist.
Eagle Fang.
Eagle Fang. He collects his dues from Eagle Fang.
If it's still going, who knows? I think
he's living off of Miguel's mom.
Yeah.
Do you think it opens up with him at the unemployment office, season 6? He has to make money somehow. He's trying to get an EBT card.
Oh, yeah. He's doing the Uber. Like, he was doing Uber DoorDash and stuff. Oh, my God. That was so funny. And then the part where, so when Johnny first starts to get a thing for Miguel's mom, he has like this like dream that's very, you know, 80s, where she's like in, you know, lingerie and pouring beer everywhere. And that's really funny. And then when she has her flash, or like her dream, Johnny is like Maverick in Top Gun and like carrying around a baby. Right. Oh, that's so funny. I love it.
But isn't she pregnant?
She is pregnant now. Yeah.
So maybe season 6 will be like a jump in time when the new kid's here at 10 years old.
No, that's not going to happen. Training a 3-year-old for the All Valley toddler.
3-year-old All Valley. Oh, God.
All Valley toddler.
Little karate gi.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'll see. Season 6 coming soon. We'll take a break here on Nurse Talking the Podcast. We'll be right back after this.
Hey there, everybody. This is Barry from Barry's Funeral Home. You ever thought about dying? Maybe dying a little bit early? Knowing somebody's going to die soon. Maybe you're going to murder someone. Well, bring over to Barry's Funeral Home. We bury, cremate, cut up, chop, slice, dice, find out what's happened to this person, why they died, and we'll give you a discount. That's right. Bring the body straight to us, and we'll give you a 20% off discount. We won't tell anybody. We just need business. So anything you want to do, we got you. We can burn them, cremate them, send them straight to hell if you'd like. Hey, if there's a heaven, we'll let you know. We have a shaman on site. They can do that for you, too. Hey, you want to throw them in a dumpster in the back? As long as you pay for it, we got you covered here at Barry's Funeral Home. Did I mention that we do themed funerals? Superheroes, Pokemon, Disney, no matter what age range, we got you covered. We welcome all religions and any Buffalo Bills fans, because you've already been through hell, so you might just end it all. And come on down to Barry's Funeral Home. We'll take care of you. 30% off, you Buffalo guys. So give us a call at 719-266-2837. That's 719-266-2837. That's Barry's Funeral Home. Oh, man, you're going to love it here.
Barry's Funeral Home is not real. It's a cover-up for real hell. That's right, the one you know from the biblical sense of heaven and hell, burn, hellfire. You will perish there one day for being a bad son of a bitch. You're going to make a dead body to it. Stop turning yourself in first. What kind of person are you? That's right, you're a person going straight to hell. That's what Barry's is. Good heavens. Or should I say, go to hell.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking the Podcast. Remember to rate, subscribe, review, turn on notifications, tell your friends every Friday, new episodes of Nerds Talking the Podcast. I'm with Carlos, Laura, and I am Lafayette. Remember, the Oscar Awards just happened. We talk a lot about movies. So the Oscar Awards just happened. The big night for movies. And guess what? Only one of us saw it. That's it. Just one. That's one.
Who saw it?
Don't care for it. Okay.
Nope, I don't. I think it's because you live in Los Angeles and you're like, it's perfunctory for everyone who lives there. You have to.
No, I've always watched it because I like movies.
I used to watch it when I was a kid, but I don't anymore because I don't give a fuck because I haven't seen half of the movies that they put on.
Well, you know, it is a big BS, right? We all know it's BS, whatever. Who cares? But it's just fun to see, like, okay, did my movie that I thought was good wins? That's all it really is. Why didn't this movie win? Why didn't that movie win? And one movie won almost every award.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once won everything.
Won basically everything. Yeah, it won just about everything. It didn't surprise me, but then you guys have seen that movie, right?
I didn't see the whole thing. Yes. I saw like the first, maybe like fourth of it on a plane. And I was interested, but for some reason, I just never went back.
To me, not a movie of the year. Well, not to me.
Compared to what was out there, though.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Sure, give me something better.
The nominees? You want the nominees?
What were the nominees? Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you the nominee for best picture. I'll give you the nominees. So for best picture,
you I would also like to pronounce or like to say that you pronounce picture weird.
Pitcher?
Pitcher. Yeah. Like a pitcher, like a baseball.
You're pouring it. No, it's picture.
No, yeah. Like a pitcher, like a baseball pitcher.
Pitcher.
Pitcher?
Like that's all right. My older brother says Junts for juice.
What the hell is Junts?
I don't know. Ask him. That's how he pronounces it.
June. Why does it have an N in it?
No idea.
Supposedly, I don't know.
And my younger brother, says Kunkulator.
He used to say Kunkulator. Yeah.
When he was a kid. Oh,
yeah.
When he was a kid, it was like at least he was 18.
It did. It was so weird.
Back to the best pitcher.
You had a choice.
The best
pitcher.
You had a choice between Top Gun Maverick, Women Talking, The Banshees of Inisherin, Triangle of Sadness. So far, none of these are better than the winner. The Fablemans, not as good as the winner. Avatar, Way of Water, way more entertaining than the winner. Elvis, Tar, and what I thought should have won, All Quiet on the Western Front.
It did win, though, for foreign.
No.
It won for foreign.
It should have won for best picture. That's all.
I didn't think that it was going to. I feel like Oscars are very representative of the time, and I don't think that war movies people are very interested in these days.
It was
so that doesn't surprise me. Yeah, but that doesn't surprise me that it didn't win. I hadn't seen any of the other ones.
Okay, best actor, we all know, went to Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, which was well deserved, I feel like.
Yeah, compared to who he was up against. Yeah. Best actress went to Michelle Yeoh for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
That only makes sense because if it's best picture, you know, it kind of goes down the line. You know, she was the lead, so that makes sense.
Okay, then best international film, you guys already know.
All Quiet, yeah.
Best supporting actor, Ki Hoo Kwan.
Mm-hmm.
Also, again. Everything Everywhere All at Once. And then you got best supporting actress. I think they messed this one up. I shouldn't have gone to Jamie Lee Curtis.
Who should have gone to?
To Angela Bassett.
Why
Black Panther? Yeah, she was. It was much better. Jamie Lee Curtis was fine in the role, but it should have gone to Angela Bassett. Of course, best director, same movie as we all know. Mm-hmm. Best screenplay, same movie. Mm-hmm. Best animated feature. You guys know who won the best animated
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
beat Marcel the Shell.
Not the Disney version, but the Guillermo del Toro.
That's
version.
That's right. Puss in Boots was up for grabs,
which I really loved.
The Sea Beast, very good on Netflix, and Turning Red, my favorite movie of the year.
Didn't see it.
It's a good one. Best original score, All Quiet on the Western Front. And if we go down the list, nobody cares about that. Who cares about that? Best adapted screenplay, Women Talking. Yada, yada, yada. Best original screenplay, the one that wins everything. And the best visual effects, good old Avatar.
Well, and best sound, I believe, went to Maverick.
It did. Best sound. Best sound. Yeah.
I think that is funny. Like, I get it. You know, you're the Academy.
That's it.
You're the Academy. You know, you're very high and mighty and lofty. But seriously, Maverick revived theaters, I feel like, last summer. You know what I mean? It kicked everybody out of the COVID funk and got their asses into seats. So I felt like they gave them that sound award, just like a peh, you know.
Well, I'll two give movies.
You
yeah,
these,
yeah.
These yeah. little. Peon awards to recognize you in the smallest way, but we're too high and mighty for Maverick to win anything else. And I was just like, fuck you. It was the biggest grossing, I'm sure, by heads, you know, what do they say? I don't know the saying. I've had too much Franzia. Okay. But the saying, like, it is heads above everybody else on that list in terms of gross, right? I mean,
right. No. Nothing topped Avatar.
Really? Avatar made more than Maverick?
Avatar is like the number one, like number three movie all time now.
Is it international? That's why it is. It's international.
Well, do you think Maverick made $1 billion?
No, I mean, but I'm sure.
It did. You know how many Americans went to go see Maverick?
Yeah, I feel like more Americans went to go see Maverick than they did Avatar.
Who here went to see Maverick in the theaters?
Twice.
Oh, twice. Wow. I saw it twice also. You know, you're right about two movies basically drove the movie industry this year. And it was Avatar, Maverick. They both won an award.
Yeah, again, they're pity awards they threw to them.
Well,
effects and sound.
Black Panther won an award for best costumes.
Rihanna.
Did Rihanna win that award?
She did.
Okay.
She did.
And then the whale won for best makeup. And, you know, of course.
Yeah. Oh, that tracks.
And All Quiet on the Western Front, best production design.
I don't even know what production design is exactly. Is that like sets?
Yeah,
or...
it's like set designs. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Set designs and all the shit they use for it, you know. So there you go. But Carlos, what was your highlight? You said of the Will Smith, Jimmy Kimmel bit.
Anything? Oh, I liked how they took a dig at Will Smith.
Took a few digs at Will Smith.
Yeah, one of Jimmy's jokes was, if there's any violence happens tonight, then you will win Actor of the Year and you'll be allowed to give an 18-minute speech.
That's so true. It's so dumb. When you think back at it, they should have never let him give that speech.
Well, you know? No. They should have escorted him out of the building.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
That was some shit.
Absolutely escorted him out of the building.
And on his, well, I was going to say, on his part, he should have just apologized during his speech, but he didn't do it. Just didn't do it. Oh, I got caught up in the moment. Anyway, let me thank these people. Like, what? That's it?
What moment? That's what I want to know. What
his
moment?
Wife. Yeah, his wife. His wife. Yeah. You saw the Chris Rock special. His wife.
I did. So, and what's funny is that his comments about Chris Rock's special was he was hurt and embarrassed. Like, and how did Chris feel a year ago?
Yeah.
Well, I guess hurt and embarrassed.
Still,
and he was also mad that Netflix gave him a platform.
Yeah,
I'm like, dude, the guy deserves a platform for what you did to him. He gets to air out his grievances. Let it go. But Chris should actually thank Will, because if it wasn't for that slap, I'm sure he wouldn't have gotten a $40 million deal from Netflix. I'm sure Netflix was hoping he'd air it out.
I mean,
Netflix special.
Did you just say $40 million?
$40 million
for that special.
Absolutely.
Can't be just not just for that special.
Yes, that's special. But what I'm guessing is $40 million. They gave you $40 million, but hey, Chris, you have to pay for advertising. You have to pay promotion. You have to pay the crew.
It's for everything.
That's usually how it works
out.
Yeah,
it's for production and everything.
Yeah, he didn't pocket
$40 million. If you only get $10 million out of the deal, I feel like you're still doing pretty fucking good.
I'm sure he got at least 20 out of it.
Yeah.
Well, plus he also, those tickets probably weren't cheap that he sold.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
breaking
I don't know.
That dough.
Yeah,
I'm sure Netflix got to live some of the life proceeds.
I don't know. Do you think they? I don't think so. Because see, Netflix just takes in the subscriptions, right? They probably got people that signed up just to see that crap.
I don't know.
I need to watch
me,
it.
If I own some sort of streaming business and I'm promoting, I'm giving you a special. I'm getting some of those ticket proceeds. Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't think they need it. That's just, you know,
or maybe that's part of the $40 million deal. Here, we'll give you we'll give you, I don't know, 350 or 335 million. The rest you make up in ticket sales. Merch and whatever.
Yeah, maybe. That's crazy. $40 million. Wow.
I just want Ricky Gervais to come back to
never happening. Store.
I would love it.
Yeah, he said he's never going to host another show.
I know, I saw that. But he's so good. He's kind of
well, what's funny is that the Academy had a crisis team this time around, just in case. This is never going to happen again.
That was so dumb.
You're not proactive, you're reactive. So now you have a crisis team, and for what?
Yep. Nothing.
That didn't make any sense, the crisis team, you know, at all. Like... it's so stupid. And then did you notice this? Did they have it? I didn't notice, but they didn't have any tables this year. Remember they were sitting at tables?
No, they
year?
Did it regular style. They did it stadium seating this time.
That's
as
what I mean.
To like eat it. Yeah, tables.
Yeah. No more because they looks like they tried to copy the Golden Globes.
Oh, right. Last year that you're right. They try to make it like a relaxed environment as opposed to the seating.
Oh, okay. Here's Netflix paid $40 million for two stand up specials.
Well, only 20 yes, million each.
So 20
well,
million each. 20 million.
But I'm sure
each.
He's. I'm sure that money is part of production and advertising. Is out of his.
Oh, for sure, 100%. But that's what it is. It's for two specials. I don't know what he's gonna do for the second special because he hasn't done these in a long time, and this one is, it was okay. It was above average, I guess.
Kept thinking to myself, "Stand still, dude. Stop moving."
He couldn't stand still.
I feel like he always does that. He's been a.
He does. He's always been a
pacer.
When it threw me off with his boots, threw me off.
His white Doc Martens.
Wearing like these, Doc Martin combat boots, all white, but the bottom was like almost a black. Military green. They're not really, I don't know. But it made him look tall, like he was wearing like women's, women's shoes.
He's probably wearing
like
three-inch
soles on those.
Yeah, it was so awkward. I just kept looking at his shoes the whole time. So, yeah. Anywho. So, there you go.
Well,
so
if you guys watched the Oscars, did you peep on? I just wondered, did men pay attention to the dresses at all? The way people are dressed? No?
Only when they first come out.
That lady who had the big white veil.
Oh, Tem. Her name is Tem.
Yeah, was she a singer, right? Is she a?
She's a singer. Yeah.
It just looked like she had a bedspread, like hung over her head.
I had to sit behind her.
Yeah.
Oh, that was horrible. Yeah, that was just. I would have been super pissed off about that. Yeah.
Several people looked like they were just dressed in like a freaking duvet cover that they ripped off their beds. It's just ridiculous. Several people had that look. That's my favorite part, though, is watching the dresses.
Yeah, the thing is, once they come on and do the, like, presentation, and they leave the stage, that's it. I'm not thinking about it anymore. And men just wear the same thing. It's just a suit, whatever. Nothing too great.
The camera crew that interview and do the red carpet or the champagne carpet, I guess they use for the Oscars, have to dress up. They have to wear either tuxedos or suits.
Really?
In case they're caught.
On camera.
Yeah.
Because when they do other award shows, well, even the Emmys are the same way. You have to wear at least a shirt and a tie.
That makes sense. They want an aura about the place of fancy schmanciness. I get that. Yeah.
And you hear about the whole Hugh Grant thing?
No. What happened?
What was that? So what did he say?
They interviewed Hugh Grant, and he was like, what are you wearing? Like my suit, by who? I don't know. By me, I'm wearing it. Like he was kind of being an ass.
I'm wearing it.
And then he even said a comment like, "We're only here because people want to feel like they're special." Like he was just being like this is stupid.
Kind of like that Jim Carrey answer.
Like Jim Carrey when Jim Carrey went off this is so stupid. People just want to give themselves awards and pats on the back.
Yeah.
So who gives a shit what I'm wearing? And that's what Hugh Grant was basically saying. Who gives a shit what I'm wearing? Exactly. I want to hear. Like I'm here for status reasons. Oh, I'm at the Oscars.
Make an appearance. Hopefully, I get caught on camera because I haven't done shit good.
Hugh Grant? Oh, that guy's a national treasure.
I used to think he was so hot when I was a grade schooler.
He's in Dungeons and Dragons, isn't he? I believe so.
Is he really? That's out this weekend. Yeah. Dungeons and Dragons is this weekend, along with Shazam Part 2.
Shazam.
I think there's one more big movie
with
this
a cameo
weekend.
By another DC superhero.
Cameo by what's her name? Oh, Wonder Woman. So this weekend you can catch Shazam, Fury of the Gods. You can catch wait a second. It doesn't say that movie's coming out this weekend. Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, Dungeons and Dragons.
Coming soon. Next weekend, John Wick Part 4. You go. And I don't see Dungeons and Dragons. What is going on here? Oh, the Little Mermaid preview came out during the Oscars. Any interest, anybody?
I thought they already had a preview.
No, the full preview came out.
Oh, like the full trailer.
Yeah, the full trailer. It's literally the whole cartoon. I saw the whole cartoon in it.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know. Is there a reason why we don't want to see that?
I mean, I haven't watched any of the live action remakes. So
none of them?
No. No interest.
The best one is Aladdin.
Beauty and the Beast.
Didn't see
Aladdin's the best one.
Mm-mm. Cinderella.
I've already seen the movie. I don't understand why I want to see it again with real people.
Well, that's why Aladdin's the best one, because it varies. Like it's not exactly the same, where the other ones are so much just the exact same thing, like shot just exactly shot, yeah. the same. Yeah. That's why like Beauty and the Beast is good, but it's the same thing shot for shot. Lion King is literally shot for shot. Like this is almost no difference. Cinderella is actually pretty good.
Cinderella's good.
That one's good. Has there been? Oh,
but Jungle Book started it all, didn't it?
Oh,
yes. And I think I did see that one, and I was like, "Why am I watching this?"
No, but that's a good one. Good. Yeah, that's a good one. But when Pinocchio wasn't good.
No,
it was like the movie though, the cartoon, but it wasn't good. What other ones have they made? I'm trying to go through the name.
I'm sure they made Snow White. I don't know. I haven't been paying attention.
Snow White is coming.
Oh, that's right. It's coming. Yeah. Snow and Robin Hood's coming too.
Robin Hood. Yeah.
Okay, I might watch the Robin Hood one.
Yeah, Robin Hood. I can't remember what else though. But I for some reason I'm thinking they made one more, but I can't. They're making another Toy Story.
They're making another Toy Story. I'll totally watch that. Oh,
they're making it's not live action. It's Toy Story 5.
Yeah, I'll watch that. I love all the Toy Stories.
What would it be about? Because Buzz is no longer separated from Woody.
Oh, that's right. Woody stayed behind.
Woody stayed behind at the carnival.
Yeah, with Bo Peep.
And Spoon, whatever his name is, right?
The Forky. Spoon. Forky.
Forky. Yes. Forky. So you got
I love
that.
All the Toy Stories. God, they're so heartwarming.
And I don't know if anybody's seen it for you DC movie fans. Zack Snyder put a message on his
Lord
social
Dark
media.
Side.
Lord Darkseid is coming April 28th, something to that effect.
Through the 30th, which is, I don't know what that means.
Who is Lord Darkseid? What? Who? What?
Darkseid is the villain from his Justice League movie
that got cut,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
And then, of course, nobody wants Zack Snyder around these movies. But he said,
I'm looking forward to his Rebel Moon.
Rebel Moon looks good. That's a Netflix movie. Two-parter.
What is it about? Is it a Star Wars thing? Rebel.
I guess it's a Star Wars script that he turned into.
It was his pitch. It was a Star Wars
pitch. How did Netflix get the rights to do that with Disney Plus and all this shit in the Star Wars
universe? No, well, it's not a Star Wars movie.
It's not a Star Wars movie. It was his pitch for Star Wars, just to George Lucas. I don't think it was an official pitch, though. But it was like, this is what I would do if I did Star Wars. And, that's nice. Okay. All right. Well, you don't want to make it.
Ryan Johnson. Don't you worry about that, Zach.
Yeah. Yeah. And Rain Johnson, remember? You dummy.
It's not Rain, you dummy. It's Ryan. Yeah. You're so stupid.
And
I remember this conversation. Yeah.
Glass Onion did not win. No. It was nominated for screenplay.
It should have. It was fucking great.
Trying to think of what else.
Spielberg and Scorsese that. Streaming movies are not real movies. They shouldn't get nominated.
Fuck off.
Yeah, so there you go. That's it. That's that. Well, there you go. So movies coming out and movie news. And I got nothing else movie news. Carlos, you got any movie news? No movie news. Laura?
I'm trying to think of what Disney filmed, but I think that's...
What
think
Disney name film?
Live ones that have done. Oh.
All you gotta do is think about princesses and you'll figure it out. That's all. Just think about princesses and you'll figure it out. Look, they've done Aladdin. Oh, Mulan. That's what we forgot.
Mulan,
they did change. They did change Mulan.
They changed a lot
significantly. Yeah.
There was no Mushu, which was the most entertaining part of it.
That was the most entertaining part of it.
Yeah.
Even the cricket wasn't in it.
Oh,
that's true.
Yeah. Good luck, cricket.
And that's the problem with their live action movies. Because if you see the live action trailer for Little Mermaid, Flounder looks like Flounder, but Sebastian, he's just a crab with like googly eyes.
But that's just it. Doesn't make any sense. It's live action. How do you have a talking crab?
That's what I mean. Like, why would you try to make anything realistic? It's about a damn mermaid.
That's why it's a fucking cartoon, and they should stay fucking cartoons.
That's why it works as a cartoon, because you can do this. Things can be fantasy.
Exactly.
Things can be animated. Yeah,
exactly. So then I don't understand the point of the Disney live action.
I do want to see what they're gonna do with Snow White though.
Why?
I just want to see the dwarves. I want to see
midgets.
Yeah, the midgets. Oh, wait, no. I guess midgets is derogatory.
It's little people?
But little people is not, which I think little people is more derogatory than midget.
I don't remember. I feel like it's changed. I can't keep on track of all this shit. You're not
a full human.
Now, is midget
worthy of...
Is midget mean because that was kind of the first, like, slander for those people?
Was it slander?
Let's see.
Yeah, where did the word midget come from? Like, what is it?
I mean, midget, so small, et, you know, tiny.
Yeah.
The term midget came into prominence in the mid-19th century after Harriet Beecher Stowe used it in her novels, Sunny Memories of Foreign Lands and Old Town Folks, when she described children and an extraordinarily short man, retrospectively. She didn't just pull it out of her ass. That's wrong. This is why I hate Google.
Oh,
that
do you know?
Is wrong. Okay, let's go to the wiki page to look at the etymology. From the Middle English midgy, Old English midge, it basically means little.
Okay, it says here midget vocabulary.com. Midget is an offensive term for someone who is much smaller than average. Yeah, there we go. Well, they're still midgets to me, so I'll keep saying it. Good old midgets. But plus, we never see midgets in the wild. So we've talked about this before. So it doesn't really matter. So the fact we get to see them on screen is like going to the zoo. So, all right. Well, that's our show, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Nerds Talking the Podcast. Carlos, anything else?
I got nothing.
Always. Laura?
I'm looking to see what is the polite word to use for midget, little person.
There oh, no, it's go. Little person. Yeah, it's little yeah. person, small fucker.
I got something.
Small fucker. Sorry. No, I don't have anything else.
That's us, sure, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. For Carlos.
Bye-bye.
For Laura.
Goodbye.
I'm Lafayette. See you next time on Nerds Talking the Podcast.